Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Who's There? I'm your host, Allison. This is a podcast where I usually interview a horror fan or creative in an effort to destigmatize horror movie fans. But this is my December 2023 What I Watched. So let's get into it because I somehow managed to watch 31 movies and I'm not sure how I found the time for that, but I did. So let's get into it. The first thing that I watched was I went to theaters and I saw Saltburn. It was a very interesting movie. It felt a little long. It's very beautiful to watch and really interesting. Maybe not something I'd ever watch again, but I'm glad I saw it and I'm glad I saw it with an audience. I gave this 2.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched a short called Gale, Stay Away from Oz. I found out about this on TikTok of all places, and it's a short that somebody made about, in the future, Dorothy Gales from The Wizard of Oz's, her granddaughter, I believe, starts having visions and nightmares of Oz, and she goes back to read her diaries to find out what went on and is working with a therapist and everything. So it was pretty interesting. Go check it out. I think it's the Chiller app it's on for free, so you can just download that. Next, I watched MH370, The Plane That Disappeared. I believe this is on Netflix. It's about the Malaysian Airlines plane that disappeared. This was fucking crazy. It was so interesting. I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely what happened. And then somebody would come along and be like, no, actually, this is what happened. No one knows what happened. So very, very sad, very eerie. Next, I watched The Passenger from 2023. This is a new thriller starring Kyle Gallner that I had been very, very excited to watch because I heard he was amazing in it. He's amazing in everything. I adore him. This is about a guy who works in a diner and he loses his mind and he takes a passenger along with him to come go on this ride with him. It's really good. You can get a free trial of MGM Plus and watch it that way through Amazon Prime. So I would definitely recommend it. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Consecration on Shudder. This is starring Jenna Malone. She's having a great year. I gave this 3 stars. It was enjoyable. A little crazy here and there. But, you know, religious horror is just not my favorite. Next, my boyfriend and I had a day of watching 3 of my favorite holiday horror movies that he had never seen before. So first, we watched Better Watch Out. I don't understand the hate that this gets. Yeah, the kid's a psychopath, but that's the point. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. I love this. I watch this every year or two. So definitely check it out if you haven't seen it or wait until next holiday season. Next, we watched The Lodge. This is just very uplifting. Just kidding. And I love this one. I don't have much else to say. I also gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. And lastly, that day, we watched the 2019 version of Black Christmas. It is my favorite version. Mark my words and Chris's words from Hacker Slash. This will be regarded in the same way that Jennifer's Body is regarded now in another 10 years. I love this movie. It is very on the nose. They do not shy away from the message. It is spectacular. I love it. And Imogen Poots, yes. Next, I watched Save the Last Dance for the first time in I don't know how long. I have it on DVD. I watched it because Julia Stiles went on SNL to host and she did a skit with Chloe Fineman about Save the Last Dance. So I was like, oh, I should check this out again. Next, my boyfriend and I watched A Haunting in Venice. This we had been waiting to see for a while because we were both sick with COVID when it was in theaters and it didn't last very long in theaters. So this is on Hulu. I gave it 3.5 stars. I thought it was great. Tina Fey doing a non-comedic role was really fun. I did not see the ending coming at all, so that was fun. Next, my boyfriend and I went to go see Godzilla Minus One in theaters. This is the first Godzilla movie that I have ever seen, and I really enjoyed it. I liked the story. I didn't know it was going to be Japanese because I apparently don't research movies at all before I go see them, but it was great. 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched a Swedish horror thriller called The Conference. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. This is new in 2023. It's about team building for a company gone wrong. It was great. Ugh, I hate team building events. Next, my friend Matt and I watched When Evil Lurks on Shudder. I had very, very high expectations for this, and it had its moments, but honestly, I was a little let down because I just didn't find it all that scary. There were moments where I was like, oh, that was awesome. But, you know, the dog scene. If you know, you know. Fuck them kids. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched a movie on Amazon Prime called Unseen. This is probably one of the better straight-to-prime horror movies that I've seen. This is kind of more like a thriller. It's about a girl who gets abducted by her abusive boyfriend, and then he destroys her glasses so she can't see. She dials the wrong number. A woman at a convenience store picks up and, yeah, helps her find her way to safety. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd, which might be a little high, but I really enjoyed it, and it made my top 10 list for 2023, so check it out. Next, I watched a rom-com on Netflix called The Night Before Christmas. I thought this was so stupid. I gave this 1 star. I can't even talk about it. Next, my boyfriend and I watched Krampus, his first time. It wasn't Krampusnacht, but he was sick at the time on Krampusnacht, so we couldn't. Or maybe I was sick. Yeah, I think I was sick. I give this 4 stars because this is just a great movie, and I wish I had seen it in theaters. Next, I watched Chad Gets the Axe, which is probably the best influencer horror that I've seen. I put a review on our Instagram, so you can check that out. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Candyland, which this is, I believe, on Tubi for free. I gave this 2 stars on Letterboxd. I didn't really enjoy this. The protagonist wasn't likable. There was too much religion. I didn't really get what they were trying to say, so maybe that's on me. Yeah, I just didn't enjoy it. So, 2 stars. Next, I watched Bird Box Barcelona on Netflix. This is the sequel to Bird Box from 2019-ish, I want to say. I didn't know it was going to be fully in Spanish, so that was interesting. I give this 1 star, though, because it just 100% could not capture the tension and what else was good about the original one. So I was totally bored by it. And also the plot about people it was just people being terrible to each other. And I don't need more movies about that. I have the news. Next, I decided to put on Jurassic World on, I think this is on Prime. I love this movie. Give me dinosaurs any day of the week. I love it. Next, I watch Killer Book Club. This is on Netflix, I believe. It's about 8 horror-loving friends who fight for their lives when a killer clown seems to know the secret they share about something that happened the year prior. It's kind of like I Know What You Did Last Summer, but not in the summer. And this was dubbed in English. It's originally a Spanish movie, I believe. I give this 3 stars. It's like kind of like intro to horror. Next, on Christmas Eve at my parents' house, we watched The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is a classic, 4.5 stars, no notes. Then we watched Home Alone, 5 stars, no notes. I only watched this at Christmas. Otherwise, why else would you? Next, I watched We Have a Ghost, which I believe is on Netflix. And it's about influencing and social media when you find out that your house has a ghost and he's not that scary. This is with David Harbour and it was really funny. I gave it 3 stars. Next, I watched the series on Netflix called American Manhunt, the Boston Marathon bombing. This was crazy. I remember the bombing happening, but I don't remember everything that happened after. So 4.5 stars. Go check that out if you have time. Next, I watched Brooklyn 45 on Shudder. I learned yesterday that this was originally a stage play and it totally gives those vibes. Maybe I'll contact some people and see if they want to stage it because that would be really fun. It's about people coming together after World War II has ended. And there are some topics that they discuss that are still, you know, relevant today. 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, my boyfriend and I went to go see Poor Things in theaters. I really wanted to see this in theaters. It's just about, you know, what it's like to be a woman. It was maybe 20 minutes too long, but Emma Stone is great. Mark Ruffalo, amazing. If I was going to have a dinner with like 3 interesting people, Emma Stone would be one of them. So I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Then I rewatched Sick, which made my top 10 for 2023. This is about people who go to isolate at a cabin and somebody's trying to kill them. I love it. I think it's a really good slasher by Kevin Williamson. Gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. And then on New Year's Eve, my boyfriend and I watched Leave the World Behind on Netflix. And I thought it was great. You know, I'm always very pro physical media, so this just resonated with me. And also, I thought it was very misanthropic, which I can get behind. I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. And then the last thing we watched right before midnight was Jennifer's Body. This is on, I want to say Hulu, but but I could be wrong. 4.5 stars. Love this. And that is everything that I watched in December 2023. Let me know what you watched in December 2023. And I just put up a post on Instagram saying what I'm going to watch in January 2024, because I'm not going to leave the house that much, but I am going to a screening of Night Swim tonight. So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Who's There PC. You can join our Patreon for just $3 a month and get some cool stuff there. And you can email me at whostherepc@gmail.com if you want to be a guest or you have any recommendations for movies I should watch. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again soon. Until next time, stay scary and never ask who's there.